Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Ranitha Nakodi. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, Mars-Venus life and relationship coach, international inspirational speaker, breathwork coach, astrologer, life force compassion practitioner, and chakra practitioner. And today, I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Kadri Ensalu. She is a therapist and coach. Welcome, Kadri, to Amazing You.
Welcome also to everyone and you, and thank you for this invitation and opportunity.
You are most welcome. I think you've got, from my conversation previously with you, I found out that you do so many great things, and I think the audience need to know more about what you do. So I think it's nice to have you. It's very, very nice to have somebody like you, such a special person, on the podcast. Thank you.
And thank you for those kind words. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. So let's dive in with our first question so that we get to know a bit more of you. Mm-hmm. And if you can share with us about your journey, Kadri, and mm-hmm. the different roles that you've held. From reading your bio, you said you were a project manager mm-hmm. to yoga instructor, and to mm-hmm. now the current path, which is compassion inquiry psychotherapy. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, my path started out as being very stable. I was 13 years in a catering company as a project manager. And somewhere in the middle of that, I found yoga and really got into it, and also started teaching it on the side of the job. And then when 13 years went full, then it happened that I got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And with that pregnancy, there came a lot of changes. And so one of the reasons, like one of the changes was that when I got pregnant, then I was the sole parent for the child, because the father had decided to not take part of this journey.
Okay.
So doing that alone was bringing me into a lot of changes. So, and after that, when 1.5 years went by, then the catering company that I worked with went into bankruptcy.
Ooh.
And that sprung me into a new path. And after that happened, I asked myself, so what is it that I want to do? Mm-hmm. And I had always been drawn to psychology, to talking to people. I noticed I had this, you know, like a gift for that. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to see whether this suits me. Okay. And I took as a volunteer on a job in a crisis line. And then I loved it. I sensed it is for me. And then just the right time, the right place, I got to know Gabor Mate's work and his compassionate inquiry approach, and then just dove totally into that. Wow. And yeah, while I was unemployed, I also took on a coaching course.
Okay.
So this is how it all came together, and I'm still on that path, and really glad that, you know, crazy things happen, but I'm really sensing I'm walking on the right path here.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's interesting when you said that when you left your job and then the company, they decided to to just close down. Yeah.
Like bankruptcy. Yeah. And it's just, it was a shock, but you know, just another new thing to get used to.
Yes.
To all the, you know, new things with the baby. And yeah, definitely.
Wow, that was a lot going on for you at that time. Yeah.
Definitely. And I can just see how healing it can be to be in a therapeutical community and just work on myself. And I know that through working all of this on my own, I'm better at helping people with their, because I've been in the midst of it and then studying how to come out of it. So,
yes. I think you are very right. It's only when we have been in those challenging situations, because it has helped us to grow during those times. I'm sure you have grown a lot and discovered more about yourself.
Yeah.
And that now is helping you to help other people.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Not only you can help them, but you understand, because you've been in those kind of situations too.
Yeah, a very fragile situation. So definitely.
Yeah, and that was a huge transition for you.
Definitely. I've been to the highs and I've been to the lows, and it's been really sensitive, and there's also been a lot of healing amongst that. So I've seen a lot and felt a lot. Yeah.
But you've come out much stronger, much, much stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely do feel so.
Because a lot of people, when they face challenging situations, they tend to feel down, they tend to feel more depressed, and they can't see the light. They can't see that this specific situation is helping them to grow, is helping them to learn something new. It's very tough during those challenging situations to see the light. But then when you come out of that and you reflect back, you can see how much you've grown, how much you are in much more happier person now.
Yeah.
Anybody, like, it's a huge transformation to be able to go through the tough times and come out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's definitely when you are in that struggle and there definitely are, you sense that like there is no light and, you know, you don't know how you manage, then just, you know, doing whatever you can in that moment. And I remember when I was in that place, I was looking around for, you know, a therapist and someone, and I sensed like, you know, like I cannot really resonate with anyone. So what I did was I was working on myself, and what I later realized also that before you step into a relationship with, you know, a therapist or, you know, a friend or someone, then the step might be that you first work on yourself. Like if you sense that you don't find anyone safe enough to talk to, then that's normal. That then you just simply do like search online, or you just, you know, go walk or speak to someone that you feel safe in that moment. But just to know that when you do the work, even a little bit at a time, you will get out of there. So just, you know, do whatever you can, little bit at a time, you know.
I really like that. Yes, that you said to do the work, but to also know that we are not alone. Like you look for your therapist and your coach to help you. And how have they helped you to change your life?
They've definitely, to find a community or a person with whom you can be totally free with. It's like when you first start out with someone, it's like, you know, I need to be tough and I cannot really show all of myself. But when you really are met with a, you know, non-compassionate way, in a gentle way, your feelings are accepted, then you're able to start to, you know, feel free with someone. And with a therapist, I've noticed that I used to be more this people pleaser, who mm-hmm. just, you know, when the therapist says something, I'm like, yes, and, you know, go with it. But even in the therapy relationship, I found that I started speaking up for myself, like, wait, I don't really want to go there. And wait, there's something more active in me right now. And I was just more like saying, like, no, that's not really that. So just growing in the relationship also, that is so amazing. And I love the saying that they say that, you know, you get wounded in a relationship and you get healed in a relationship. So I think just working with someone who knows whom you feel safe enough, is can be so, so powerful.
Yes, that's beautifully said. And I would add to that, that when we are with people who are hurt,
mm-hmm.
hurt people will hurt others.
Yeah.
But when you are with people who have healed themselves,
yeah.
you get healed as well. So heal people, heal mm-hmm. others. They help others to get healed.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. So this brings in mind that you can also bring yourself towards someone who has gone through something, you yes. know, in your life. It doesn't have to be a therapist. So sometimes it can be someone who just resonates.
Absolutely. Mm. And my next question to you, Kadri, is how has your experience as a yoga instructor contributed to your understanding of the mind-body connection and its significance in personal development and healing?
So my yoga practice has really emphasized or something like a very deep insight that I got is that, you know, the body is with you.
Mm-hmm.
The body has been with you from the, you know, conception to the, it's going to be with you to the every last breath. So it is something that it's been with you when you cry, when you laugh, when you hide, when you sleep, when you just, you know, go through your highs and lows. It's just always there, and it has such a big amount of information. And when there's, you know, a place which is tight or a place which is, you know, open, then it can simply show something about yourself. You can find it on the yoga mats, like when you open up the chest, you can feel sadness or you can feel grief. There's certain poses that help you get contact with some of the emotions mm-hmm. that you have repressed. But it's the yoga has also shown me that how important it is to take care of your body because of the vehicle that you take through your life. So there's breath, there's focus, like drishti. So this is something that you can consciously use in order to regulate yourself. So just focusing, breathing, and then doing exercise. It's like, if you have it in your life, it's like, you know, like a maintenance, like that you, it's like you brush your teeth, it's gonna keep them, you know, nice and fresh. But yoga is similar. Like when you have it in your life, it's, your life is a bit easier, a bit clearer. So
thank you so much. I love that you brought the importance of the body,
yeah,
of focusing on the body, that yoga helps us to connect with the body, because
yes.
in a world that we are so disconnected with our body,
yeah,
and yeah. but our body does keep the score, like the, you know, the book of yeah. the body keeps the score, so
yes.
the body keeps the score, the body. The body, but Dr. Gabor Maté has a book, When the Body Says No. So the
yes.
body suppress, holds on to these emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you bringing that, how important it is to take care of our body, using mm-hmm. doing yoga, doing any practice
yes.
that help mm-hmm. us to connect back to who we are.
Yeah. It's definitely, and our bodies are amazing. There's, you know, there's one way which you can simply have the overall good sense in you is working with your body, and you can work with your mind. But for example, compassionate inquiry also brings up a different level, which is you work with the sensations in the body and what the sensation, sometimes the sensation is connected to a belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's connected to an emotion, and it kind of brings a new layer into looking at the body and what's going on in there. So I kind of love that I've had yoga, and in addition, compassionate inquiry also. It fits very beautifully in there.
Definitely, definitely. It is a great modality. I was about to ask you that question about it to tell us more.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know for my family, we do not get the fruits and vegetables we need because we are so busy and we are constantly trying to do what's convenient and easy. And so that's where Juice Plus has really come in and helped our family.
It's a great way to get more fruits and vegetables, and you could look at it as a healthy fast food option. Now we have our complete smoothie that takes maybe 5 minutes to make in the morning.
And it's nutrition on the go, and now we have the bars, which is even better.
And the Tower Garden, where I can eat my fruits and vegetables off my patio. Fresh.
I use everything that belongs to Juice Plus. I love the trio, the orchard, garden, and vineyard capsules, because that's my insurance policy.
I have 2 smoothies every single day, and to the smoothies I add my trio blend of vineyard and garden and orchard.
I use gummies for a healthy snack, and I have a Tower Garden so I can grow good health on my deck as well.
Whether you love Juice Plus, whether you love Tower Gardens, whether you love the Complete, you have something for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or if you're 99.
Your body knows good stuff. Juice Plus surpasses that.
It goes beyond just the capsules or beyond the chewables. It goes beyond Complete. It really has to do with what kind of food are you eating and
discovering what does health mean to me.
The Juice Plus products are just a doorway to people creating a healthier lifestyle
and making it easy for people to get on the road to healthier living.
Can you share with us, describe what drew you to compassion inquiry as a modality for personal growth and healing, Kadri?
Yeah.
And what sets it apart from other approaches that you have encountered?
Yeah. With Gabor, it's just his teachings and the way he speaks are, I see, like, they're so to the essence and so clear to me. And he can say in, you know, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, so many things that make you think in a different way or just really land in the body.
Mm.
And what I see, how it is different, is that when you deal with psychology, it can work with the mind, with the words, with the beliefs. And for example, when you go to the gym, you simply work with the body, but compassionate inquiry, it's really dealing with the sensations and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not so much, sometimes they, you know, bring focus there, but it's a lot of it is based on what is going on inside you. And why is that important to bring the attention to the body is because when you think, then in 1 minute you can think, I want something and I don't want something. And it can go on, and you can just, you cannot, for example, decide. And then, but when in that same moment you take your attention to the body is more stable. You will probably feel that conflict, you know, somewhere in the chest, somewhere in the stomach. So working with that and releasing that can automatically clear your mind. So there's ways of doing that. And I have found it really helpful in my own and with my clients. Yeah.
Thank you, Kadri. It is absolutely impressive when we start to work with the body.
Yeah.
Because then we realize in my practice as well as a hypnotherapist, I work with the body parts. Mm-hmm. And I have realized how much emotions the body stores.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's only when you work with those parts in a compassionate way, with curiosity, yeah, that the parts, you can release those emotions and free those parts from mm-hmm, those emotions that have been stuck for years. It can mm-hmm be from childhood. So it's extremely powerful to work with the body.
Yeah.
The healing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard you say so beautifully that, you know, to working safely and compassionately with those emotions, and the safety and the compassion is so important, because sometimes the emotions that we have or the states that we have are so sensitive that even a wrong look or a wrong sentence or, you know, can make us contract like a judgment from the outside. So you do not want to open more. So that's why the safety and the compassion and the holding is so important in order for them to release. So I really wanted to second that with your work.
Yes, that's very, very, very important for the client to feel that they are in a safe environment, you know, when they are with the therapist.
Yeah.
Because their body has been under so much stress and feeling so unsafe,
yeah,
with their outer world, that they have lost that sense of safety and connection with themselves. So,
yeah,
helping them to bring that back to themselves, that safety, I think it's very important. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we co-regulate. If you put, you know, a person who's trying to heal next to someone who is dysregulated or in a state, so they will affect each other. But if you take someone who is, you know, in an emotional state and you put them next to someone who is regulated and you talk to them and the person stays regulated, then you will calm down automatically. So this is simply scientifically proven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so powerful. And it's so important at this point in time for people to know that, yeah, they need to heal themselves so that
mm-hmm
they are not triggered by everything in the outer world, you know, because otherwise, if an individual is wounded, everything around them will affect them and they will take it personally and they will feel triggered by every mm-hmm simple sentence. But when you are healed, when you are working on that healing journey, you know that it's not you. And the person didn't do it purposely, you know? It's their mm-hmm own triggers. So yeah, you help them to regulate themselves at the same time, like you said. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes we try to regulate the other in order to stay regulated ourselves.
Yes.
But if that doesn't work, then, you know, the healing is that I don't know, I think it's one of the finest pleasures that when you feel dysregulated and you yourself can bring yourself out of it. It's just, I don't know, it's so humbling and so beautiful. And this is, you know, what I wish for everyone. And this is, you know, what you and me, we both aspire towards. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the power of healing is so beautiful because you come out as you heal as a more happy person. You feel mm-hmm more alive. You feel mm-hmm more like the world is a safer place because you feel, yeah, safe within yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, yeah, the world with different eyes that you would see when you are wounded. It's a completely two different world.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And you relate to yourself differently and to people, yes, also. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And mm-hmm my other question to you, Kadri, mm-hmm is compassion inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
It's often about uncovering what lies beneath the surface appearances people present to the world. So can you share an example of a time when you help someone explore and understand the deep layers of their experiences and emotions?
Mm-hmm. So I can take a generic example that, for example, if you have a symptom in your body and it gets, you, for example, go outside and there's a loud noise and all of a sudden, somebody says something in a loud voice and they're not even, close to you, mm-hmm. and you get triggered and you start thinking that there's something, wrong with me. I'm mm-hmm. just, I don't have no control. And then when you find that sensation in the body and you find those core beliefs, mm-hmm. then with that sensation in the body and those core beliefs, you can in so many times connect that this is not the first time you've experienced that. Then you can connect it to situations in your past before, and you can take it really into the childhood also. Mm. So when you take yourself back into the current situation, and when you think logically, then those voices, the reaction that you had was bigger than that it actually, some other people would have said, I didn't even hear that. Mm. So if you get triggered, in a big way, then that is simply, in so many cases, a notification that there's some pain that was not resolved in the childhood. It simply gets triggered right now. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And seeing that and just, finding ways on easing that pain, being with that pain, can be a liberation, and it can also ease the symptom also. Yeah.
Wow, yes, thank you. That's very powerful, yeah. And how do you, Kadri, balance the role of being a student, seeking your own growth, mm-hmm. being a mother, and being a guide for others on their journey? What strategies do you use to ensure that you remain effective in all these roles?
Yeah. For me, what's important is definitely heal my do something with my body, whether it's walking, whether it's yoga. And have some time for myself.
Okay.
And sometimes walking is what I do alone, simply to get my mind clear or just find a space or time. And I'm really aware of my states. Mm-hmm. And whenever I can, when I'm in a dysregulated state, I can see whether I can find, 10, 20 minutes, a little bit of time simply to relax, to breathe, to allow myself to feel, and then emotions naturally simply go and you find yourself in a better place.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. I absolutely agree with you that self-care, taking care of our emotions and our body and finding the time for us, the busyness of life of the day, it's extremely, mm-hmm. extremely important. It is because we can only give when we are full, when our cup is full. So we have to find that special time of the day that is we can connect with ourselves and our emotions. Yeah. Thank you. And what would you say today to mm-hmm. all, to the audience who would be listening and watching? What would you say to encourage them, to anyone who is facing some tough times today?
So just, really being gentle with yourself and then giving space when you need it and finding small ways of feeling better in the moment. Maybe it's a breath, maybe it's taking a shower, maybe it's walking. And if you know a safe person, talk to that person. If you have the ability, then find someone, a therapist, who can help you out of that. And, but most of all, do something for your body and simply, be gentle with yourself and just know there's a way out and you will find a way.
Thank you. I think that's very beautiful to say, to be gentle with ourselves, because we are so hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
We blame ourselves, we shame ourselves, we judge ourselves, but we criticize ourselves, but we are not very kind to ourselves. So I think being kind to ourselves is so, so important, because we live with ourselves 24/7. We are our own best friend. So let us be kind to ourselves in order to live a happier life. Absolutely, Kadri.
Really wish that for everyone. And just, and just like you said, we are the people who we live with 24/7. So, it's definitely worth taking care of ourselves, our minds and our bodies.
Yes. And the last question I would like to ask you is, if you can tell us briefly, what is it that you do and how can people reach out to you, Kadri?
Yeah, so I'm a therapist and I'm a coach. So therapy is when you want to, you know, really get to the bottom of the way you act. And sometimes if you act, you know, disproportionate to the situation, then this can really help you uncover what lies behind it. And coaching is that, more from the present moment, looking towards the future. So if you have some confusion about, you know, what to do or how to structure some activities, then this can really be helpful and also sort your minds out, mind out. So, and my intention is to create a safe environment for healing and for growth. And if anybody wants to contact me, they can find me on Instagram. It's the name is Safe Honesty. It's written together. And you can find my contacts there. And I'm more than happy to be there for you when, you know, you need it. So
thank you. Thank you so much, Kadri, for taking your time today. To be with the audience and to share everything that you do, to share your knowledge, your experience with us. And I would like to wish you the very best going forward, a lot of success in what you do. And I would like to say a big thank you to the audience today for watching and for listening. And please, everybody, continue to watch, listen, share, and subscribe. And we'll be with you very soon for another episode with another really special guest. So thank you, everyone. And thank you, Kadri.
Thank you also to everyone. And thank you, Rani. It was a blessing.
Thank you. You are very welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.